Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mystic Records Radio.
Hey there, how are you?
Hi, and I see we have a caller first thing this morning. Okay, and who do we have on the line?
Yeah, my name is Matthew Rothenberg.
Hi, Matthew. And what brings
you
to Mystic Records Radio today?
I wanted to chat with you a little bit about some of the music that came out of San Diego. Some of it was on Mystic Records back in the early 80s.
Oh, okay. Do tell.
I'm the founder of a website called the Che Underground that features a lot of the bands that that were playing down in San Diego at the beginning of the 1980s, and a lot of them worked with Mystic back then, and a few of them even got out and got some distribution. But we're looking to spread their legend a little bit further nowadays.
Okay, and what bands would those be?
Well, let's see. I mean, one of the bands, not to be confused with Jacob Dylan's band, we had the original Wallflowers, was a band in San Diego. The Answers was a band that played on the recorded for the Our Blowout compilation back in the day under Mystic, but actually they weren't on that tape, but we're hoping to see some of their stuff. There was
okay.
a band called Hair Theater.
Hair Theater that was on
for a long time. You remember Hair Theater? Yeah, they're fantastic.
Yes, they do.
So I was just talking to their lead singer last night, Sergio, and you know, he was remembering fondly his time recording with Mystic. So I was in a band called Noise 292.
Okay.
We've got a band called the Rockin' Dogs, the Telltale Hearts, the Morlocks played with us. A lot of friends who have come back together and played together nowadays, too.
Oh, okay. Sounds like a lot of fun.
It has been a lot of fun. It's kind of like a family reunion.
Right. And you know, our very own Philco, Philip Raves, who's been with us forever, he is working on taking care of the older bands that have recorded and have songs that were never released, and he's working with people like yourself. So after the show, I have to put you together with Philco, and we can see about getting these old bands put out, and he can give you the whole rundown on what's going on.
It would be super exciting. It's been a lot of fun to a lot of folks who hadn't talked or gotten together for 25 years and met back up. We had a big reunion show a few years ago, and we're going to try a couple more things like that. New bands have come together as a result.
Sure.
So some of the old guys are playing new music, and they're looking forward to. I sure hope that we can connect with some of their songs too, some of their stuff that nobody's ever gotten to hear before.
Right, and speaking of reunions, do you remember Raji's on Hollywood Boulevard?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, yeah, Raji's is having a reunion show today, May 2nd, at the Cafe Nila, and that's at 1906 Cypress Avenue in Los Angeles, and they're opening up with the Groovy Rednecks. And then next up is Dirty Eyes. 10 o'clock comes Backbiter. And then the headliner at 11 o'clock is the Horseheads. And doors open at 7 and $10 for all the good times. And, of course, our very own Nubs will be running sound. And it sounds like a really good time to go see all the old groups and have some fun with the Raji's reunion.
Holy smoke. So is that the Horseheads as in Tex and the Horseheads from back in the
well,
day?
Well, you know what? Well, no, Tex, she's in Texas right now, actually.
Yep.
And this is just the Horseheads. But we're going to take a break for a moment and listen to a little bit of Gresham, and then we'll be right back with you, Matthew.
Thanks. Great.
Sure, this is Dear John.
couple months on the tour.
That was Dear John.
There's
a lot of good shows going on tonight. The San Francisco Punk Renaissance is going on today at the Emerald Tablet. And let me see what we got here. This is up at 80 Fresno Street in San Francisco, and prepare to be mesmerized on Saturday, today, from 5:30 to 10 p.m. The doors open at 5, when the Punk Rock Sewing Circle, in collaboration with the Emerald Tablet, presents SF Punk Renaissance. Ooh, early warning, a spoken word event. Don't miss this evening of powerful punk, poetry, prose, and performance art featuring cutting-edge poets and authors. Listen to the word, wit, and wisdom. Check out the iconic images in the art gallery and be visually captivated into the potent period of rebellion and explosive creativity of San Francisco punk's first wave. This rare evening, enhanced by the backdrop of iconic pieces from the Punk Gallery exhibit, is a multimedia extravaganza. Well, if anyone's up in the San Francisco area, you might want to go check out the Renaissance. And then, of course, back down in Los Angeles, the Punk D-Beat Grindcore will be happening today down at 1226 East 64th Street. And the Punk Beat is featuring, okay, here you go, guys, $3 to get in. Girls are free till 9 o'clock, and then after that, $3, no ins and outs, all ages. And the bands that are coming up, there's like 10 bands coming up. I don't have time to mention them all, but looks like a good time and fun place to go. And, that's about all that. We have the Ed Fanzine show, of course, is live streaming on the 5th. And DOA with Mad Parade is playing with Dissension at Los Globos. And, cool, Barbie and the Hookers. That's an all-girl band. I think they're pretty cool. What do you think, Matthew?
That sounds good. I haven't heard them yet.
Oh, you got to check out Barbie and the Hookers. They're so cute. And, of course, we all know DOA, Joey Shithead. What a great, great band. They've been along forever, and everybody knows Mad Parade.
No kidding.
Dissension, I was able to film them summer before last down in Highland Park. And, boy, they've got a really good band together. They've been together quite a while. And play some good tunes there. And we just have enough time for a little bit of Dr. No. All right, don't go anywhere, Matthew. We're going to watch it burn.
Mother, to be too late.
show with Matthew Rothenberg, and he's a performer that has recorded with Mystic in the past, and we're so glad that you came on, Matthew.
This was a lot of fun. Thank you so much, Candace, for having me.
All right. Well, thank you, and I'd like to remind everyone out there to get out and see some shows and have some fun and party or go home. See you next week. Bye.